it turns out overall that if you start to put stuff together in terms of videos or other material to say, would you like to get involved in research, in clinical research, that about half of what you're saying can apply to any old clinical research. In other words, it's not specific, it's stroke or mental health or whatever, please get involved in research. And about half of it's concerned with the specifics. You know, do you, if you've got type 2 diabetes, we desperately like to hear from you, if especially if you're on metformin and so on. Those are the sort of ways in which you might approach that. And this is all part of what's called PPI, which is patient and public involvement in research. And what we need from the patients and public is involvement at two levels. One is to become involved and help actually by helping to design trials and helping us on committees, and equally to help make the case and to be part of the case for participation in trials. And and I think that my view about participation in trials is that a lot has been said about the rights of people for the NHS. You pay your taxes, you've got your rights. But there are some responsibilities that go with that as well. And one of the responsibilities seems to me to be the straightforward responsibility of saying, look, don't you think it's reasonable that people know how many people have got diabetes and what sort of diabetes they've got and what therapies they're on? In other words, shouldn't it be part of your responsibility to say it's okay for us to use your data anonymously for the greater good of people in the health service? And that seems to me almost to be self-evident, but it's very difficult to persuade people, because every time you say, well, let's have a database of what's going on, everyone says, oh, we know what you're going to do, you're going to lose our data, or you're going to leak it out to the Inland Revenue, or some such fatuous argument about this. And the reality is that we should be able very much more clearly to identify people who've got such and such a disease. And indeed, we should, I think, be in a position where people ought to be able to give us permission to approach them about trials, saying, we know from central records that you're on metformin or whatever it is, could you help us with such and such a trial? Where every patient knows in the country knows that there are trials available and wouldn't mind helping out. Actually, participating in trials turns out to for almost everyone to be a thoroughly enjoyable affair. And the enjoyable nature of it is that you learn a bit more about the disease state that you've got. And secondly, you meet people on a consistent basis. You're always meeting the same nurse and the same doctor because they're interested in answering the research questions. And so you form a camaraderie that actually is second to none. And the UK PDS did this to such an extent, actually, that there were people who were really very, very sad when the UK PDS shut down because they'd got so used to the whole idea of coming up to their clinics. So we in Oxford have been very much concerned with the sort of advocacy side of things, that is the aspect of really trying to say, if you want to get people involved in trials, you're going to need special literature, you're going to need to make the case enthusiastically, saying, please help us, you know, this is important work that people are doing. We do need your help as a patient in helping us out with this. And so I hope that will go from strength to strength. I think the research networks have done a good job in terms of pulling together people from all around the country to come together to form a successful union of local research networks recruiting into trials. So I'm enthusiastic, and we're involved in doing a lot of work with the UKDRN, again part of the NIHR. Bigger family. The other big organisation that I'm involved with is the Oxford Health Alliance. Now, the Oxford Health Alliance we put together fully 6 or 7 years ago. Originally, we came up with the idea of Oxford Vision 2020. We started off with an idea of saying, well, I wonder what would people would feel that the world would look like in the year 2020. But of course, Vision 2020 is not a very straightforward way of thinking about diabetes, because people think of 2020 vision. Of course, it was a pun on 2020 vision, meaning perfect vision. And we were really interested in what the world would look like in terms of health in the year 2020. And the The thinking behind all of this comes out of epidemic chronic disease. Epidemic chronic disease is the issue that we've got a huge amount of type 2 diabetes around now that we didn't have 50 years ago. There wasn't an epidemic of type 2 diabetes in the 1950s, and there is now. So what's changed? And if we think in terms of saying that there's an epidemic, you can really think in terms of saying, well, if there is an epidemic, then something could be done to actually alter that in an explicit way.